close 5:30 here on a Cannon Mess, our final half hour. Let's grab the news over WCCO St. Paul, Minneapolis.
WCCO Radio News, good afternoon. I'm Jeff McKinney. The time is 5:30. We have cloudy skies, 87 degrees out there now, and Mike Lynch is here. He'll have the full five-day forecast coming up right after the news. The Twins have signed a letter of intent to sell the team to a Carolina businessman unless the legislature comes up with the money for a new stadium. A news conference is underway now at the state capitol where two legislators are announcing the contingency deal. Tomorrow, the Twins will hold their news conference. A Golden Valley man accused of exposing himself to school children in southwest Minneapolis has been formally charged. James William Bell is facing four counts of criminal sexual conduct and one felony count of soliciting a child to engage in sex. Bell was arrested earlier this week with the help of descriptions provided by children. His bail has been set at $75,000. The St. Paul Police Department has named its first female commander. She's Lieutenant Nancy DiPerna, who's been on the force since 1980. She tells CCO Radio she never expected to reach this milestone.
Oh, goodness. When I first started this job, I didn't ever dream of such a thing. I looked forward to working with people and doing police work. It's sort of just fallen into the job. And, the last 17 years have just sort of whipped by. It's been wonderful. So It's quite a surprise, actually.
Lieutenant DiPerna will be among 10 commanders in the department. Police Chief Bill Finney says she has the right stuff to become a police chief herself someday. With a fundraising goal of $35 million, a Minneapolis Youth Sports Committee today unveiled plans to reduce youth crime by boosting sports programs and building new parks. It calls for another $1.6 million a year in spending and $25 million in long-range land acquisition and park development. Former Twins player and manager Frank Quilucci says it's not only new and better parks, but quality people to run them.
I always used to say, who died and made you a coach? It's tough. You got to be a parent, a psychologist. You have to be everything when you're dealing with these kids. And in most cases, a lot of these kids are coming from a really tough situation.
The Twin Cities corporate community will be asked to help turn the proposals into reality during the next few years. The Greater Minneapolis United Way is making tremendous progress in its campaign this year. It's more than halfway toward raising its goal of $53 million. Bill George is the volunteer campaign chair this year.
Well, a lot of the big corporations got off to a very strong start. The First Bank employee campaign will go over $1 million for the first time, and that's up about 20%. So we're seeing those early campaigns coming in.
George says it's possible donations have been boosted by this year's theme, which focuses on children. The campaign runs through the end of the year. CCO News Time is 5:33. Next up, we check out the traffic and the weather.
At All Four Walls, the wallpaper and border superstore, there's no books, no waiting. Just 4,000 patterns in stock, ready to go. All Four Walls, just off I-94 between Ruth Street and White Bear Avenue.
And now it's out to the freeways. Here's Dean Spratt.
Heavy traffic still as you work your way 35W, now southbound the area of County Road C. It's an accident. It did block a lane for a while. Now we're told they're off on the left shoulder. It's not going to cause too major a traffic problem, but it is a bit heavy. We've got some still heavy traffic, 35E northbound out of downtown St. Paul, although accidents at Maryland Avenue have been taken care of, or one of them at Maryland, one at Kellogg. Now a crash reported northbound of the area of Highway 36, so not a whole lot of relief in sight yet for that area. Still heavy on 494 northbound near Highway 7, still things on the right shoulder. 94 westbound just east of 101, once again out in the Rogers area there, working to get an accident cleared, and that's CCO traffic.
When we last left Fashion Woman and Diva Girl, our heroes were stuck in a quandary. The superheroes' ball had arrived, and they didn't have a thing to wear.
Out of ensembles, can't accessorize, only one place to go. Must get to Mall of America immediately. Quick, Diva Girl, to the trend cycle.
Hang on, Fashion Woman, you'll be there shortly. Thank Gucci, there's tons of convenient parking.
As our heroes enter Mall of America, Fashion Woman's powers are immediately restored.
Oh, wow.
Using their gifts of amazing fashion sense, they conquer Bloomingdale's and Macy's, overcome Gap Man, Guess, and Custom Fit, and triumph over the Buckle, Old Navy, and Dockers.
Take that, you big house of style.
Holy hill figure, Fashion Woman. You look great.
Quick, we must call the citizens to action. Twin Cities shoppers, activate.
Call 883-8800 for more information.
Tune in next time when our heroes use their supervision to spot the beginnings of a new fad.
Ooh.
And
And just ahead of the final part of the final Cannon Mess, Mike Lynch here in the CCO Weather Center. The weather this hour sponsored by the Mall of America. Well, we have a cooling trend on the way again. In case you didn't hear, we made it up to 90 degrees in the Twin Cities, 1 degree shy of the all-time record for the month of October. A cooling trend is on the way. We may see a few showers this evening. Most of them, though, north of the Twin Cities. Low tonight about 50. Highs tomorrow and Sunday with sunshine right around 72 degrees. Right now, Steve-O, we have southwest winds at 12. It's cloudy. It's 86. And Steve-O, just want to take a second here to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being my teacher, my advisor, my buddy. You made me Dr. Lunch. You got the money, but you also got the class.
I thought about that.
I figured you did.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye. 24 in front of 6. Isn't that a great imitation of Billy Bob Thornton? Brother Donald is sitting here. It's one of my best. Did you know that?
That's very good, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have I ever taught you how to do Kirk Douglas?
Let me hear that. This is probably one of the worst I've heard.
Kirk?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to teach you how to do Kirk. Everybody out there, this is my last time I'm ever going to do this for you. You can be your own impressionist at home. First of all, I want you to grit your teeth. Grit them. Okay, and then just go like this now. Grit your teeth and go, Okay, have you done that out there? Okay, and then after you grit your teeth, that's one. Two, you go, Three, you say, I could have been champ. All right, now let's do it all together. Are you ready? I could have been champ. It's Kirk Douglas, huh? And you all learned that today in a Cannon Mess. Let's do this right now.
Well, I'm here with PC Modem, the computer genius from CompUSA.
Hey, Bob, nice suit. You look almost grown up.
Hey, thanks. I decided I need more power in my life, so I got the power suit. I'm taking power meetings after my power lunch. I'm going to take a power nap with my power blankie.
Bob, if you really want to feel powerful, you need a compact 1610 notebook computer.
How powerful is it?
I'll tell you. You get 150 megahertz Pentium processor with MMX technology, 16 megabytes of RAM, a 1.6 gigabyte hard drive, a 56K modem, 12.1-inch dual-scan screen, and tons of other built-in features. And the compact 1610 computer is just $26.99.97.
I'll tell you, PC, I feel more powerful already. Let me see if I can bench press this jelly donut.
Go for it.
Now, make no payments and pay no interest for 6 months at CompUSA. Balance must be paid in full within 6 months of purchase date, subject to approval. Finance charges assessed and purchase date. Variable APR is 22.30% as of $825.97. Offer expires $10.11.97. $1 minimum finance charge may apply. See store for details.
I have a letter here from Gary Kasner from Eaton Prairie. He says, Cannon, you can't sign off on your last show without doing one of your absolutely most obnoxious bits that have turned people off and made them leave CCO for other stations. I'm talking about coughing up a green one via the famous Cannon cough button. How do you think I can do that? I've had a cold since I was 13 years old. It's a rite of passage on the Iron Range. And I got a lot of that phlegm down there, Ma.
Well, for goodness sake, use the cough button. He'll use the cough button now, created by the crack engineering staff here. You won't hear a thing. But go ahead and clear your throat now.
Okay, let me punch that button. Yeah, there. You didn't hear a thing, did you? Good. The famous cough button that cuts all that jazz out of there. Let's do this, Cannon Mess.
CCO. Steve, this is George Corporal. Sorry to hear about your retirement. I know you'll enjoy it, but I'm going to miss you. Hope you keep coming back like you plan on, and it's going to be nice if you'd have a little time to enjoy the place in Florida. So you have a good time, and when you get back in town, give me a call. We'll get together and have some barbecue and maybe a drink or two. And maybe we can even get together and cook up one of those free boxes of steaks. Hope you have a good retirement.
All right, Big George.
You take her easy.
Thank
Bye
you.
Now.
Bye. Nice having you with us. To the last moment, I am the commercial king on this radio station. Nobody can deny that. Right, Morg?
Yeah. A lot of people are going to be heaving a sigh of relief when you leave on all these commercials. For goodness sake, is that how we do around here?
Kay Stewart is with us now. Oh, Moose is first. Go ahead, Moose.
Thank you, Steve-O. We are broadcasting live from the Thomasville Home Furnishings by Schneiderman store. Now, there's a difference here. The store has got incredible selection from Thomasville. You've got the Thomasville galleries all over the Twin Cities in Minnetonka, Roseville, Lakeville, and Woodbury. And also, you can register at Schneiderman's Furniture Outlet store in Chaska for $10,000 worth of Thomasville furniture or a seven-night Delta Queen cruise. That's that big paddle-wheeler on the Mississippi. That's valued at $6,000. In a couple weeks, from this location at 494 and 100, we're on the south side of 494. Just take the frontage road right off of France Avenue. You can come on in here tonight till 9, Saturday 10 to 5, or Sunday noon to 5. If you're shopping living room furniture, dining room, bedroom furniture, I'm looking at this armoire over here. Oh, baby. I went down into the leather portion of this store for Thomasville.
Baby.
They have got the leather selection. You got to take a look. You got to take a test sitting, as I call it. Come on out and enjoy the eats tonight, later on this evening, from Thomasville Home Furnishings by Schneiderman.
Okay, Warner Stallion, one of my good sponsors. Jeff Warner and company, been with them for about 20 years. They're sponsoring the sports talk here with Stewie Voigt. Stuart, my boy.
Steve-O, you sound like having a big time today.
Well, I wish you were here, but you've always been the shadow, you know. You went with the same woman for 15 years. I never saw her. And you got married, and you didn't invite me. I'm very unhappy.
Well, I'm out here relaxing at the Hilton Airport in Tempe, Arizona, getting ready for this big Viking-Cardinal tilt.
How hot will it be on the floor of that arena on, or that gridiron, I should say, on Sunday?
Well, it's 102 today, so I imagine down on the floor in that enclosed bowl will be about 108, 110, so it's going to be very warm. That'll be a definite factor.
When you were with the Vikings, did you play in Phoenix, or were they in St. Louis then?
Well, they were in St. Louis, but we played one exhibition game out here against the New York Jets and Joe Namath way back when, and it was hot on a, as you can imagine, it would be in August.
So that big front four of Minnesota is going to have to work pretty hard out there if they have to chase that quarterback. Is he fleet of foot?
No, he's not really. Kent Graham's from Ohio State had a big game last week against Tampa Bay where they dominated Tampa Bay, only gave him 167 yards offense, and Graham passed for about 300 yards. So they by far had their best game. They're a very strong 1-3 team. They had a couple chances to win a couple more ball games. They should have beat the Buccaneers last week.
Dave Dixon will be back. He'll block Swan, that big horse who likes to rush the passer.
Well, Swan is remarkably a pro bowler. He's one of those guys, I think probably the only one in pro football. He came right out of high school, played 1 year semi-pro ball, then went with the Cardinals. He's a 7-year veteran and is only 26 years old.
Who's the coach out there now?
The name is Vince Tobin. Remember him? He was the guy that coordinated the Bear defense in 86 that set that NFL record when Ditka had that great team. So
he was over at Indianapolis, wasn't he?
He was at Indianapolis, and then he's been a couple different stops in the USFL, British Columbia, the Colts in 94-95. So he is in his second year. Last year, I think they went like 7-9, but they're not a bad team.
This is an ill-starred franchise. Starting out when they were the Chicago Cardinals, they had to play second fiddle to the Bears. And then they go down to St. Louis. They don't win there, although they had a couple of good clubs. And now in Phoenix, they haven't been drawing, have they?
No, they haven't. And they've got a real character of an owner, Billy Bidwell.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
He's, of course, very infamous in St. Louis, just packed up and moved out. And I don't think he's too much better liked out here, but I think they're on the right track. They've got a team that actually, because they finished low a couple of years, have got some pretty good talented young players.
Stu Voigt, the Vikings rank last in the National Football Conference in defense. They are number one in offense. Arizona has a better defensive record, and they're not too bad offensively. Morgan Mundane, incidentally, is taking Phoenix to win this game. How do you figure it?
Well, I kind of figure it that same way. I wish I knew if Leroy Horde was going to play because...
I don't think so.
Well, you know, you have to spell some of your frontline players. It's going to be hot. Robert Smith, I'm not so sure. He might need some breathers, so I wish we had all hands on deck, maybe a couple extra wide receivers because it's going to be that hot. This is the first game they've played at 1 p.m. Usually some of the earlier game they had to play at night, so... you know, this is going to be an adjustment for the Vikings. I know all week they've been taking their fluids and potassiums and all that stuff, but it's going to be just plain old hot out here, and I'm not so sure how they'll react. So I would give the Cardinals a slight edge.
Well, Dennis Green said today, the Vikings coach, that he was very happy it was 86 degrees and humid here today because it helped get, I bet he might even worked them indoors in the dome out there at Winter Park. Just
that would probably
to get
be a pretty good idea, but, you know, they're not used to this kind of heat, and it's, you know, out here they always say it's a dry heat, but from being around the pool and playing tennis, it's plain hot.
All right, Stewie, I'll be talking to you.
All right, bud.
Thanks.
You're the best.
Thank you. Stu Voigt, my old buddy, the tight end. They don't throw that little pass to him anymore. Remember, Morg? Oh, yeah, Stewie. He was always known as a blocking back. He'd sneak over in a coffin corner, talking to it, start pacing back there, fake this way, fake that way. And there was Stewart coming loose, and Francis or Tommy Kramer would loft in the ball, and he'd had the good hands. He played hockey, too, for the University of Wisconsin. All right. We're here for Warner Stellion, and they're celebrating the beginning of their 45th year of working harder to earn your business. You're going to find unbeatable deals in the greatest lineup, including GE, Maytag, KitchenAid, Genair, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Maytag, and more. Pay nothing with approved credit for up to one full year on qualified purchases. Stop in for details. Warner Stellion's unbeatable prices and free financing is an excellent deal. For 44 years, they've been Minnesota's favorite appliance specialist because Warner Stellion offers more great services, like free metro delivery, free installation, when permitted, and free recycling of replaced units. And they have all the top brands, the biggies, under one roof, and I've got those in my mansion, like GE, Maytag, KitchenAid, Genair, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Maytag, and more at unbeatable low prices and zero interest financing for up to 1 year only at Warner Stellion during their 45th anniversary celebration going on through tomorrow. Don't miss it. Go to your nearest location today on Nicollet at Diamond Lake Road in Minneapolis. Snelling and Larpenter in St. Paul and Warner Stellion off Cedar and 42 in the Times Square, Apple Valley. We've pushed around now to 13 in front of 6 here on a Can and Mess. I don't know what happened to my brother Harold. You're supposed to give us a ring here, Donald. And maybe he got lost in traffic. Maybe he got an audition for a motion picture part. I hope he hasn't had an accident. But last summer, Harold was here.
Right.
And he says he wanted to do a duet with me. But Jimmy's trying to find it. We've got it on tape. But Jimmy, I'll tell you what. While you're searching, let's do this.
Luxury is often a matter of degrees. The advanced air conditioning system in the Chrysler Town & Country LXI, for example, is so effective it can cool a 1,500-square-foot home. Up front, dual climate zones allow passengers to enjoy different temperatures at the same time. And speaking of temperatures, on cool mornings you'll appreciate the warmth of available heated front seats. The Chrysler Town & Country, a greater degree of luxury. Think of it as a luxury vehicle with room for a lot more luxury. Inside the Chrysler Town & Country LXI, you'll find a rich leather-trimmed interior, dual climate zones, 8-way power front seats with driver's memory, a 10-speaker 200-watt sound system, and, of course, room for 7. The Chrysler Town & Country. The only thing there isn't room for is further elaboration. To learn more, call 1-800-CHRYSLER. Chrysler, engineered to be great cars.
Atlanta beat Houston this afternoon, Mundane.
Well, I expected that, and they're a better club. Houston in a weak division, Central Division, National Baseball League. 4-1 was the score. Houston's bumped out of there now, and Atlanta's going to the World Series. You see, they'll take the next club, too, they play.
So, I was going to have my brother Harold here today. Guy's such a great singer, great actor, great everything, just like my brother Donald, who's with us. But I don't know, I talked to Harold, Don, yesterday, and he said he'd be calling at either 4:15 or 5:15, he hasn't done it, so I don't know what happened.
Well, he must be on the set of somewhere.
Yeah, must be. But last summer when he was here with his lovely wife, Margarita, he and I did a little singing. Mine was more shouting, and his was more professional.
So why not?
Why not?
Take all of me.
All of me.
Come on, Steve, here we go. All of me.
All of
Come
me.
Come on, Steve, take it all.
All of me, baby.
Can't you see?
Can't you see?
I'm just a mess without you.
The cannon mess without you.
Yes, she took my lips.
She took my lips.
I wanted to lose them.
I wanted to lose them.
She took my arms.
She took my arms.
I wanted to abuse them.
Oh, goodbye.
Left me with all kinds of eyes that cry.
That cry, baby.
How can I ever make it?
Can't make
without
it.
Without you.
Can't make it without you, Harold.
Now, Margarita, you know you got the part. Used to be my heavenly heart, so why not?
Why not?
Take
all of me. One more time.
Why not take all of me?
That's my baby brother, Harold Cannon, CCO. All right, let's do Moose Miller.
Thank you, Steve-O. Our final announcement from the grand opening celebration of Thomasville Home Furnishings by Schneiderman's. And folks are popping in the door 7 o'clock tonight. They bring out the nice hors d'oeuvres. I think they're going to have a little champagne. And, you know, when you mention the name Thomasville, you think quality, you think selection. And with Thomasville, this is the Thomasville store. Not a gallery, a store. It's the only one in the upper Midwest. So if you're shopping around looking for living room furniture, bedroom furniture, dining room furniture, I'm sitting here staring at this incredible armoire. Don't look at that, because I think I've already got my eyes on that baby. You come on out here, though, this weekend or in the next couple of weeks, because right now folks are signing up like crazy for $10,000 worth of Thomasville furniture or a seven-night Delta Queen cruise. That's one of those big paddle ships that cruises up and down the Mississippi River. That's valued at $6,000. You can sign up at any of the Thomasville galleries in Minnetonka, Roseville, Lakeville, and Woodbury, or register at any of these stores or Schneiderman's Furniture Outlet in Chaska. Come on by and say hi. It's the grand opening of Thomasville Home Furnishings by Schneiderman.
Nine in front of six, Cannon Mess. Waiting moments of the last Cannon Mess, the last radio show. And I'm on the air for Sawhorse Designers and Builders. And all over these towns, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and environs, you see that Sawhorse Designer sign in front of these homes. Sawhorse does beautiful remodeling. And this isn't a business where, in Minnesota, 96% of remodelers go out of business in 4 years. You know how long Sawhorse has been in business? 20 years, a generation, two decades. Why? Because they do the job right, and they do it right the first time. They've got so many satisfied customers, they publish a booklet listing the thousands of former clients and their comments about their work. I've got a buddy in this business in TV. I won't mention his name. Put in a couple of bathrooms into his place. Said they did fantastic work, and they did it right the first time. Here's another nice deal. You'll be glad that Sawhorse posts rules on site, and that prohibits smoking on the part of the workers, profanity, loud radios, no sloppy cleanup. So if you've been talking about making that kitchen a showplace or dreaming about a spacious new family room with a custom fireplace, maybe an entertainment center, a designer deck, call Sawhorse today, 533-0352. Will you do it? 533-0352, Sawhorse. I've got seven now before 6 o'clock, 86 degrees. We're 86ing the Cannon Mess in about 7 minutes. And then we're going to fix it so nobody ever does another broadcast out of the basement studio here at WCCO. Stay tuned for that. Now I want to do a final traffic report. And here is Dean Spratt.
Steve, the update brought to you by your local cable TV company. 694 eastbound, just past 35E Commons area. It sounds like a stall in the lane. They may have just gotten it off the right shoulder, but traffic's stopping in the area of 35E, so be aware of that. 35W northbound, the area of County Road E2, an accident being reported. Be expecting heavy traffic there. It's loose in some 35E and 94 east as you're headed out of downtown St. Paul. The heart of a saint, the soul of a warrior, the story of a lifetime. Geraldine Chaplin stars in the Hallmark movie Mother Teresa in the Name of God's Poor this Sunday at 6 p.m. on the Family Channel. Hey, Steve-O, 16 years ago almost, they added a traffic reporter to the Cannon Mess. I was it. I'm proud to have been here the whole 16 years. With you goes a unique brand of radio, and it will be missed. Good luck, Steve.
Thank you, Dino. You did a great job for me. I'm going to miss you.
Take it easy.
Okay, baby. It's 6 in front of 6 on a Cannon Mess, and the Wall Street Journal report is this. The Dow, you remember, Jimmy, what it was up? It was up 11 points, and I think perhaps what we're going to do now is talk about leaving, Ma.
Yes, it's been, well, we've been together now 26 years here on the Cannon Mess and 13 at KSTP in the morning. And I've seen your bad side when you've come in, when you've just been meaner than, well, what was that song by Jim Croce?
Meaner than a junkyard dog?
Yes, you had those days, and other days you could be so sweet. It's hard to know the real Steve Cannon, but I think I found that underneath that crass exterior of yours, there lurks absolutely nothing at all.
Thank you, Ma, for that tribute.
Did you get the joke?
I got it. You don't have to do it again, Morg.
What can I say? You're going to be not doing a show no more? I'm the big kahuna now. I'll still be doing Morgan Mundane Predicts a couple of times a week. If you want to come in and do the commercials, you're welcome. But remember, you well, now, kowtow to me, big guy.
Thanks, Morgan. Backlash?
Well, I, for one, can't understand
why you're quitting at this moment. You're at the top of your game. And for goodness sake, in the last 5 minutes, all you have to do is say, I'm kidding. It's been a big joke. I'm staying on. They'll get a... You know what that would do? It would give people heart attacks, especially the crack management staff here. No, no, it's over. It's over, Lash. Well, I'm sorry about it. I really am. But I want to say, I want to be the one to say I get the money this time. Ah, come on. That's my big, big thing on the close of the show. Okay, if I let you do it, Lash, then Ma'll want to.
Well, I think that anybody, I've been on the show longer than anybody, I should say I got the money for the last time.
Well, Morg, and if anybody says it should be me to Big Kahuna, I'll tell you what I'll do. We'll play the closing theme, and you three can say it together, and then I'm going to say it, okay? Okay, let's do it. Well, it's farewell, friends, Romans and countrymen. You've lent me your ear for the final 3 hours here on The Evil Neighbor. I've had a great time for 26 years here at this radio station. I've never had a better job. 3 hours in the afternoon, talking to you, man to man, getting in touch with my feminine self and talking man to woman. It's truly been a delight. All right, you guys get ready now. You ready, Morg, to say I got the money?
I'm ready.
Ma?
I think I'm going to cry.
You got to say I got the money, and I want you to do it in unison now. Backlash. Oh, I'm ready, dear fellow. I, too, am going to miss you. All right, let's say it now.
I got the money.
That wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. Well, fairly well. I'll see you sometime, maybe on a television, maybe on a radio. I got the memories. All right, Jimmy. Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
What I want you to do now, as I told you before, you take those weapons I brought you into those tools. You see them there? All right, what I want you to do is saw, break, slash the transmission line from the basement studio to the transmitter so nobody can ever, ever broadcast out of this studio again. Go ahead.
October 3rd, saluting Steve Cannon's 26 years of entertaining Minnesota. Steve, thank you for your dedication and commitment to excellence. The Cannon Mess will always be a cornerstone of 830 WCCO.
WCCO Radio News. Good evening. I'm Laura Dixon. Coming up after CBS, the Minnesota Twins are saying today that the team has signed a letter of intent for the sale of the ball club. A pregnant woman has died in a car crash after her car was struck by a semi-truck driver with a revoked license. A dinosaur skeleton found in South Dakota goes on the auction block in New York tomorrow. And we'll have the latest national and world news just ahead on CBS. But first, let's go to Dean Spratt, get a look at traffic. Dean.
Still working to clear the crash, 35W northbound the area of County Road 82, and some heavy traffic still up that way. Be expecting at 494, also still heavy 35W out at least as far as East Bush Lake Road, St. Paul. Not too bad. Still a little heavy 35E northbound around Highway 36 in that CCO traffic.
And Mike Lunch here in the CCO Weather Center. Well, summer's going to go away again. We've got a cool front moving in. Still a chance of a few showers this evening, but really nothing much on radar right now. Most of the showers north of the metro. We'll see a low tonight of 50 degrees. Skies will clear off by midnight. Tomorrow and Sunday, more like autumn. Highs around 70, 72 degrees. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, it's 83 degrees.
And this is Minnesota's News and Weather Station. Station. WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul. Time at the tone is 6 o'clock.